Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
South African singer and performer Sindiswa Khlapo, known by her fans as Sinde, is carving a path in the music industry as a force to be reckoned with. Drawing inspiration from the pulsating rhythms of Afro-pop music, Sindiswa's star continues to rise. Her collaborations with esteemed artists and producers have propelled her into the spotlight, garnering attention for her soulful performances and magnetic stage presence. In 2024, Sindiswa's talent caught the attention of Universal Music, making a pivotal moment in her career as she embarked on a new chapter with one of the industry's most esteemed labels. Now armed with the support of a powerhouse team and driven by an unyielding passion for her craft, Sindiswa is poised to make her mark as one of South Africa's brightest musical talents. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Sindiswa and Khlapo. Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Okay, first, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me. So I am in the East Rand in Tsakani right now.
Let's rewind. At what age, whether you're a child or teenager, did you think, cool, I want to be in this music world, I want to be creating, and how did that journey progress?
Okay, so I started singing when I was 8, and then professionally I started to taking it serious in 2023. I think I was 21. Yeah, so that's when I decided, I was like, you know what, I want to do it professionally since like I started TikTok 2021. So, you know, people have been advising me to release my own music, you know, to like do my own songs and stop singing other people's songs. So that's when I started to take it really seriously.
Pre to that time, you were doing covers on TikTok, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what choices inspired? What was the inspiration to say, okay, I'm going to sing this song on TikTok. I'm going to cover that song.
Obviously, first it was the things that were trending on TikTok. I'd see which sound is trending and I'd also do my redemption of it. I see other people singing it and I also sing it in my own way. And also, it's also songs that I grew up singing, you know, some of them. It's just a mixture of from myself and also from the influence from TikTok.
When people started telling you to start taking it seriously and create your own, how did that make you feel?
At first, I was like, I didn't want to create. It's not that I didn't want, I just didn't have it in mind to create my own songs. So when they told me to create my own songs, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should take this seriously. You know, I started to feel like more serious about it.
And when you started creating your own songs, was it challenging? Was it easy? Did you take to it naturally?
At first, it was a bit challenging, but now I'm starting to get used to it because, you know, I'm getting used to being in the studio, knowing how, where to write the chorus, where to write the verse. At first, I didn't know any of that. So it was a bit challenging at first, but I am navigating through it properly now.
When it was challenging in those beginning days, was there ever that frustration, oh, I can't do this? Or did your brain say, just keep going, just keep going?
To be honest, I was like, I can't do this, Shane, to be honest. But then, because we had like a lot of people in the studio that are very encouraging and very inspiring, that kind of pushed me to be like, you know what, you can do this. You know, another person is doing it, so can you.
And now, how do you create a song?
Create a song, you get into the studio, you listen to the beat, you first come up with a concept that what do I want to sing about, or just one word, if I want to sing, if I want to say I'm grateful, or if I want to say thank you, you know, I need to write lyrics according to that category, and also it has to merge properly with the beat. So step one, listen to the beat, vibe with it, and then and come up with a concept on what to write about, and then, or how you're feeling that day, you know. It doesn't have to be a concept. It's just like, if you're feeling happy, you write a happy song. If you're feeling sad, you write a sad song. So, yeah.
And when you're writing, are you writing with others or is it mainly by yourself?
It's definitely with others. I have a writer. His name is Ndete. So yeah, he helps me.
Now, what do you enjoy about performing live?
So I haven't really had many performances. I've only done one performance. Okay. Tomorrow I'm going to do my second one. So I feel very nervous. I won't lie. So what I enjoy about it is that people vibe, you know, although it was my first time, but I could see that people are vibing to my music, you know, so yeah.
And obviously, as time goes on, you become more tuned to that performing live. So at the moment, what are the steps for you when that nervousness is there? How do you deal with the nervousness?
Okay, so I looked up a few exercises because when you're nervous, your voice shakes. So before I get on stage, I try to like jump around to just get the adrenaline out so that when I sing, I don't shake, you know. So I just try to do breathing exercises. I do exercises like jumping jacks just to get my blood pumping and then I can sing.
For someone who's even just starting out now, what advice would you give to that person?
They just need to press that record button. You just never know where it could take you. It has changed my life. It can definitely change the other person's life. So, and also believe in yourself, like believe in your craft, believe that you can do this, and then everything else is going to follow.
Now, if the Sindiswe from today had to speak to the Sindiswe who posted her first TikTok video, what would that Sindiswa say to the other one?
I would say, you see, we made it this far and you didn't believe, but can you see where we are now? I'm super, super proud of you that you didn't give up.
Are you surprised how far it's come?
I'm definitely surprised, I won't lie. I'm very surprised. I just didn't think it would get this far. I thought I was going to just sing on TikTok and that's it.
As you know, as we've already mentioned, you are now creating your own songs and releasing it. Are there any parts of this process, of this new aspect, that have surprised you that you actually didn't realize was be part of the process? And you're like, oh, this is it. This is part of it. I didn't realize this would be part of it.
I didn't know that there are like a whole night at studio sessions writing songs and making music. And also, I also didn't know that it comes with a lot of stress. Like, it's not easy. I won't lie. It is not easy. It comes with a lot of stress. You need to prepare your voice. You know, sometimes your voice is cracky and you need to, you know. So stress and also overnight studios are one of the aspects that, like, shocked me.
I love me a CD. I still budget for my CDs every month. I like the journey of the choice, the unpacking, the receiving. They're listening to song one to whatever number. I'm not sure if you're aware that CDs, vinyls, cassettes, more overseas than in South Africa, are on a massive comeback. Last year in the UK, 5.9 million vinyls sold, the biggest since 1990. Also last year in the UK, there is a product, a basket of products that they gauge exchanges on for tax purposes. Now, there needs to be a high exchange of these products. Because of the surgence of CDs, CDs are now back in that basket. And the research is showing that it's the younger people, the teenagers, that are diving into this world. We've also got the streaming platforms that people consume music on. What are your observations of the landscape at the moment?
Okay, for me, okay, I haven't known much about CDs making it back into the market again. I only see that people stream a lot on YouTube. People also stream a lot on Spotify. You know, that's what I've observed. I haven't really, what I know is that CDs ended in like, you know, Zahara era, Brenda Fassie era, you know. So I just didn't know that CDs are now back in the market. I'm only realizing that it's Spotify and YouTube mostly that.
Yeah, so it's not really in South Africa. So for all the overseas listeners, there's not really a store for us to buy CDs. But overseas in the UK, in America, there are massive stores that you go in and there's CDs and vinyls everywhere for everyone to choose. And they putting it there out there in South Africa, they will have stores again to buy these things. Okay, Cindy, so tell us, what's coming up next? What's happening in the next few months?
So for now, I'm just going to be dropping singles for now, like singles after singles. And then when I get that exposure, I will be releasing an album.
So your latest single is called?
Ipupu.
And what's that about?
So Ipupu, it's a dream. Like, it's more of like a prayer to God about making my dream come true so that I can make the people and my family around me proud. So when I got into studio the very first time, I was like, you know what? I want to write a prayer to God to also make my dream so that I can sing my own songs and stop singing other people's songs.
Oh, and there we go. So this is the song. Amazing. Do you have any idea what the next song will be, or is that still all very secretive?
I don't know anything. I don't know what's going to be released after.
So we'll just have to stay tuned, right?
Yes.
So
yes, definitely stay tuned and I'll...
You'll keep us posted. I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question tomorrow, the next day and the next day, I know your answer will be different every time. I'm not saying favorite.
Okay.
I'm saying top of mind. If you had to push play to five artists, other artists, and if you could think of a specific song of that artist, who would those artists be? And if you can think of a song, what would the song be?
Definitely Lwandlunkulu Amaphupheta Wafani, Naledi Akiwe Ngiyabonga, Nomfundo Mophakadelani, Mawelele All My Life.
Okay, lovely.
Mama Ngimtholile.
Wow, okay, so nice mix. Those aren't on my list, so I need to add them, so thank you for that. Sindiswe, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
Okay. I would like to say, believe in yourself, be patient, and also be consistent. Don't give up, because when you are about to give up, your breakthrough is literally here at the door. So just keep pushing. Like, if you are tired, just like force at this point. You need to force. So, yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.